maternal mortality, meaning that a woman who is pregnant dies either because of the pregnancy itself or the birth, or even after birth within the 42 days after that delivery, we call that a maternal death. And it is a statistic as a part of the maternal mortality ratio or rate.
It is a sad fact throughout the world that some women, once they become pregnant, will not survive the pregnancy. From the beginning of time, having a baby has been a risky process. Dr. Griselda Mukumba, a consultant obstetrician from the University Teaching Hospital in Lusaka, Zambia, lists some of the reasons for maternal death.
Now, for us here, we have problems of hemorrhage. They are either before the delivery, they bleed, or after the delivery, they bleed so much as to end up shocked and they die. And another group of patients will die because of the hypertension. The blood pressure goes up very significantly and they get the complications of that blood pressure. Some of them is because either they have delivered in at home where the asepsis is not so common. Asepsis meaning that you avoid infection. But if they can't avoid that infection, you find they become very septic, infected. And by the time they come to the hospital, they are already gasping and they die. Others would have the medical conditions, of course, including the present HIV, which may actually just worsen the previous conditions. So this is what we see at the moment in our situation.
The Millennium Development Goals list as one of their objectives the halving of maternal mortality by the year 2015. But Dr. Mukumba notes a startling fact.
England and Sweden, they also had such high maternal mortality years ago. But then suddenly, all this dropped very dramatically. Within 2-3 years, they saw a dramatic drop in maternal deaths. And it was difficult for them to pinpoint as to what the real cause of that drop in the maternal mortality was. Was it the antibiotics? Was it the blood transfusion? Was it a contraception? That was etc. But what they actually found out was that the socio-economic situation of the people improved very well.
The poor and less educated are especially vulnerable. Very often they are looked down on by the very people who are meant to help them.
You'll find most of the women in the poor areas, they will hesitate to actually seek for that care. There are different reasons for them to, let's say, avoid going to anybody to ask for help. One of them is that probably they don't actually know that these are danger signs. They have noticed something is wrong, but they just want to wait. Or they don't know where to go and get that help. Even when they know where to go and get that help, perhaps the attitude of the nurses just puts them off, or the attitude of any health worker puts them off. And so they would rather prefer to die in the house. And if they know that at the next level, they are not going to find any help because there is no needle, there is no drug, there is only one midwife there and nobody else, they might as well just remain at home. So they delay in seeking this help that is there.
Education alone does not provide sufficient answers to the problems of maternal mortality. There is also an urgent need for resources.
We can sensitize the people in the community. And when they come to us and we have nothing to offer them, then we have a problem.
So what is the answer? Dr. Mukumba concludes.
I would say, as long as there is poverty, illiteracy, low status of women, poor sanitation, nutrition, poor transportation, inadequate medical services, indifference in the policy maker, maternal mortality will continue to rise. Then there is need to stop talking and start intervening.